I'd like to welcome the high-level delegation of Rwanda. Rwanda is a great champion in gender equality, as mentioned by the rapporteur. Article 140 and 142 of Rwanda's constitution states that the national gender machinery, including the National Women's Council and the Gender Monitoring Office, is established to strengthen and speed up the promotion of gender equality and women's empowerment. Therefore, the gender equality and women empowerment machinery architecture in Rwanda includes several layers: the Ministry of Gender and Family Promotion, the Gender Monitoring Office, the National Women's Council, the Forum of Women's Parliamentarians, and under the Ministry of Gender and Family Promotion, also there is the Directorate General of Gender Promotion and Women's Empowerment and the Directorate General of Family Promotion and Child Rights and Protection. This is a huge gender architecture. What effective coordination strategies between all these mechanisms are in place to ensure the successful implementation of laws and policies on empowerment and gender equality? Kindly provide information on the mechanisms in place also to ensure the participation of women's organizations in the adoption and implementation of public policies and the programs, and how are these organizations' input and feedback is taken into consideration? Rwanda Vision 2050 considers gender equality as a cross-cutting issue and commits to establish a gender-friendly legal and policy framework, and so does the current National Strategy for Transformation. The National Gender Policy 2021 aims at setting a Rwandan society free from all forms of gender-based discrimination and create an environment where both men and women equally contribute to the benefit from the national development goals. Can you kindly provide information on the successful implementation of these strategies and how they impact laws and policies on women's empowerment and gender equality to close the existing gender gaps? The National Machinery for Women's Institution in Rwanda receive a budget from the government to deliver their respective mandates and ensure equality promotion supported by gender-responsive budget. In the fiscal years 2017-2027, gender mainstreaming points has increased from 14% to 21% and 18% respectively. Still limited financing to support programs at the full advancement of women, effective coordination and of all these departments. What was the status of the budget allocation to the National Machinery Institution, including to address COVID-19 to meet the specific recovery needs for women? Data collection and monitoring, what efforts has Rwanda made to improve the collection of and the segregation of gender-specific data to effectively monitor the process and the situation, and how does the national machinery support the effective reintegration, economic recovery, rehabilitation of women migrants and refugees in Rwanda? The National Commission for Human Rights of Rwanda, the Commission, has a status A. What is the institutional partnership between the Commission and the gender equality and women's empowerment machinery in Rwanda? How do you guarantee the rights of women and girls, especially with disabilities, are in process, and if there are individual complaints addressed to the Commission? Thank you, Madam Chair.